How about the state constitutional issue where I think that you lost on this one, where there was the tie vote proposition in the Senate?
Was that the vote of the lieutenant governor,
right?
Wasn't it? As splitting a tie in the when you got say an 17-17 vote or an 18-18 vote in the state Senate, nobody has got a majority of votes on either side, and the lieutenant governor casts a tie-breaking vote on the passage. And as I recall, I took kind of a having served in the Senate, I don't know.
Your position, as I recall, was it not that if the Constitution says a majority of those elected and serving necessary to adopt a bill?
And my point was that the lieutenant governor had never been elected to the Senate.
Right.
Maybe as much as strict constitutional interpretation, common sense, and a fair reading reached that conclusion for me, that it was of the members elect and serving was the term. And when the lieutenant governor cast a tie vote, that is not a vote of a member elect and serving enough to push it over to one more vote for one side or the other, either yes or no.
There were a string of workers' compensation cases, I think, where you were on the dissenting side in many instances. One of them that I recall got quite a little attention was the Honey West case. Do you remember that one?
Yes. That was a question of definition of wife, I think.
Dependent.
Dependent. That was it. It was dependent. And Honey West had, I think, lived with and done for this man for many, many years. And he had died. And the question, I think, was whether she would continue to receive his Social Security.
Workers' compensation.
Social Security. Workers' compensation benefits, and I believe the majority said yes, she was stood in exactly the same position as a wife and should receive them. And as I recall, I was in the dissenting group on that. Runs in my mind, maybe that was about a 3-4 decision.
I think it was, and she was legally married, as I recall, to another
man. Yes. Yet
Texas
drawing workers' comp on her late person that she had cohabited with and never had been married to.
Your position was this is stretching matters.
This is stretching things, yes. Mm-hmm. To say that she was, granted, she may have been dependent on him, but I think thinking more in terms of dependency sort of entailed marriage. I'm not sure today how that case would come out. I think it would come out exactly the same as it did before. We are more and more stretching the term dependent today than we even were then. But I remember, I think I took a kind of a narrow interpretation of what a dependent was. At least she'd better have been married to him sometime. And she was not.